Good evening. This is Shabshachi Bhattacharya with regional news. The center has asked the states and union territories to take necessary action to curb malpractices such as hoarding and black marketing of LPG and other petroleum products. Secretary, Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Dr. Neeraj Mittal, has written a letter to all states and union territories in this regard. He said rumors and misinformation continue to circulate in certain areas, leading to avoidable public concern and instances of panic buying. Dr. Mittal said that only 17 states and UTs are presently conducting regular or intermittent press briefings. They have been asked to step up proactive and regular public communication to ensure timely dissemination of accurate information through social and electronic media. A new species of rock beetles has been discovered in Arunachal's forest ecosystems, adding to its remarkable biodiversity. Belonging to the Staphylinidae family, these beetles play an important role in maintaining ecological balance as natural predators and decomposers. In a social media post, Deputy Chief Minister Chonamen said such discoveries highlight how much of state's rich wildlife remains unexplored. Every new finding is a reminder of the urgent need to preserve Arunachal's pristine forests, which are home to countless rare and unique species waiting to be documented, the Deputy Chief said. Minister for Education and Tourism, P.T. Sona, attended the Business Conference and Arunachal's Investors Summit at the Arunachal University of Studies, AUS, Namsai today. It was organized by the Indian Industries Association, IIA, in collaboration with the university. The minister emphasized on the need to welcome and promote green industries, investments that generate livelihoods while protecting the environment and strengthening sustainable growth in Arunachal. He also said the signing of 16 MOUs between the University Industry Interlinkage Center, AUS, and IIA member industries is a positive step towards deeper collaboration, innovation, and opportunity for the state's youth and entrepreneur in the Northeast. The Ministry of Education, on the advice of the UGC, has declared the National Council of Educational Research and Training as an institution deemed to be a university under a distinct category. The Ministry also directed the NCERT to take appropriate steps to commence research programs as well as doctoral and innovative academic programs. In the recently concluded first Khelo India Travel Games, Arunachal Pradesh claimed 5th position nationally with a tally of 11 medals, 6 gold, 1 silver and 4 bronze. The state also ranks first among the northeastern states. More than 3,000 athletes from 30 states and union territories participated in 7 disciplines. Ponungta Singh, APCS, has joined as the District Information and Public Relations Officer, DIPRO, Khonsa, Tirap District. Tirap District has received a designated DIPRO after a gap of 10 years. The Joint Entrance Examination, G-Main 2026, Session 2, commenced on Thursday at around 566 examination centers across India and outside. Subsequent exams are scheduled to be held on the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th and 8th of this month at around 566 examination centers across 304 cities nationwide and 14 cities outside India. Residents and stakeholders of the Dumporijo Assembly constituencies have collectively pledged to transform the town into a clean and hygienic place. The commitment was made during a coordination meeting chaired by MLA Rode Bui today. The meeting focused on key civic and social issues, cleanliness and sanitation maintenance, environmental conservation, law and order concerns, with particular attention towards drug-related issues in the area. Christians across the world are observing Good Friday today with solemn prayers marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ. The first edition of Inter-College Football Championship 2026 kicked off with a grand opening ceremony at the Golden Jubilee Outdoor Stadium, UPR, on Thursday. The organizers had earlier announced that all funds collected from ticket bookings will be donated to orphanages. In the SAF Men's Under-20 Football Championship final, India will face Bangladesh in Maldives today. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.